Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. High school sports in Northeast Wisconsin are competitive, but some girls softball players in North Fond du Lac just showed us how winning isn't always a matter of who gets the most points on the board. After floodwaters forced many from their homes, the Shiocton girls softball team played its first game on Friday. In a show of support, their opponents, North Fond du Lac, hosted not only Shiocton's entire softball team, but all their fans as well, for dinner at Horace Mann High School following the game. The original matchup between the teams had to be postponed due to the flooding. Organizers say the goal was to provide a sense of normalcy for the players and families from Shiocton. And it was all hands on deck in Shiocton as hundreds of volunteers from all around came to help their neighbors clean up this Saturday after historic flooding damaged homes and businesses throughout the community. Whether it was hauling sandbags, picking up trash, spread through the yards, or helping to rip out damaged carpet, homeowners say the many helping hands made the work go quickly, though there's still a long road ahead. To thank all those who came out to help, the Wolf River Community Bank held a cookout. Their treat. If it makes you nervous getting off Highway 41 to go to the Fox River Mall in Appleton, you're not alone. That exit was just named one of the most stressful off-ramps in the nation, according to a recent poll by a personal injury law firm. It's not the most nerve-wracking exit in Wisconsin, though. That distinction goes to the off-ramp from I-39 to East Washington Avenue in Madison. The body of a Northern Michigan college student reported missing last winter was found in Lake Superior last Friday. Marquette police say volunteers with an underwater remote vehicle company found 21-year-old Trenton Massey submerged in the water of the lower harbor. Massey was last seen on surveillance camera walking out onto the ice last February. Law enforcement, rescue workers, and community volunteers searched land and ice for 4 days after Massey's cell phone was found and his family reported him missing. Divers from the Marquette County Sheriff's Office recovered the body before transporting it to a local hospital for an autopsy. Police say the investigation remains ongoing. A Little Chute man missing for 6 months is back in Wisconsin, facing sexual assault and bail-jumping charges. 20-year-old Noah Chernesky is in the Brown County Jail, accused of having sex with a minor in Green Bay while he was out on bond from another sexual assault case in Calumet County. Chernesky was reported missing last October. His car was found abandoned in Calumet County 3 days later. Authorities say he was arrested earlier this month in Florida after allegedly giving an officer a false name. If convicted on all charges, Chernesky faces up to 64 years in prison. And the winner is Local 5's Zestin Show. Kringle with blueberry lemon cream cheese took the top honors at last weekend's Kringle Combine at the Washington Street Block Party. This is the second year in a row Local 5 Live's crew of Lisa Malik, Malaine Wells, and Jordan Lamers had the winning flavor. Channel 2's Kristen Allen was right on their heels, though, with her Girl Scout cookie-inspired Uncle Mike's Delight. Think caramel, coconut, and chocolate. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. People across Wisconsin should be ready for possible severe storms late this afternoon and evening, with the best chance in the southwest part of the state. Forecasters say the weather could bring damaging winds, a tornado or two, and heavy rain. That rain could also create flooding concerns. Officials say there's still uncertainty about how intense the storms will be and where they will hit the hardest. Leaders in Wisconsin's Democratic Party are denouncing one of their own supporters over a social media post about assassinating President Donald Trump. The post came from Minocqua Brewing Company owner Kirk Bangstad, who suggested someone should have better aim and promoted a free beer event tied to Trump's death. Bangstad is also the creator of a political action group focused on progressive issues and candidates. State Democratic leaders quickly called the comments unacceptable and said they should be taken down. Bangstad later defended his remarks and has continued to promote merchandise tied to the message. 2 seats on Wisconsin's District 4 Court of Appeals will soon be open, and Governor Tony Evers is asking people to apply now. One judge, Chris Taylor, is leaving after being elected to the state Supreme Court, and another, Brian Blanchard, will step down this November. The district includes more than 20 counties across central and southwestern Wisconsin. Those chosen will serve through terms ending in mid-2027 and mid-2028. The deadline to apply is at the end of May. And Wisconsin saw more houses sell last month compared to the same time a year ago. The Wisconsin Realtors Association says existing home sales increased 7% this March compared to March of 2025. They also say those houses sold for more money, with median prices up 6.5% to $330,000. The association says sales rebounded in March after a slow start in January and February. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers shut down the Pirates.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball.
The Brewers have the night off after a 5-0 shutout yesterday over Pittsburgh. The Pirates were trying for their first 3-game sweep of the Brewers in Milwaukee in over 10 years. But the crew avoided that with great pitching from Kyle Harrison and a 5-run rally in the bottom of the fourth. Manager Pat Murphy.
Staying relentless and being able to realize the inning's not over when there's two outs. You know what I mean? There's still a big chunk of it. It says good things about our offense to come when we get those guys healthy.
NFL, the Packers drafting just 6 players over the weekend, 4 on defense, 1 offensive lineman, and they traded up to get a kicker, Trey Smack out of Florida, who could replace veteran Brandon McManus this summer.
Brandon's been excellent for us in his time with us, with the exception of that past game, which I think we all recognize. But I feel it's important that we address that and have a guy who can go win us games.
That's the Packers general manager, Brian Gutekunst, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy today with showers and thunderstorms, likely some heavy rain too. We could get a half inch to an inch or more of rain through tonight. A couple of isolated stronger storms possible too here later today into this evening, so be weather aware. High today in the low to mid 60s, more heavy rain likely tonight. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.